Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. This time, we're going to have a gripping discussion on reverse mortgages, drilling deep. We're going to start shallow and go deeper. So, part of this reverse mortgage thing is my personal history, which I thought I always like to know when I'm listening to somebody, like, well, what's their life about? How'd they get to this place that now they're on the speaking to a microphone and talking about this subject, and now this is my vocation, reverse mortgages specifically, but this show is mostly about helping senior citizens with a variety of avenues in life and hurdles that they have to go over. So I actually am a fellow from a little upstate New York, not fully upstate, but 45 minutes north of New York City. My dad used to commute, and so that's where I was raised. And in that area, I was, you know, flipping open under rocks, looking for water snakes in the stream nearby, and minnows and tadpoles and crayfish. We had crayfish, and we used to put them in little aquariums, and you could go fishing in local there's a reservoir near us and so forth. So, you know, when you hear New York, it has nothing to do with New York City. So, fast forward, I went to college in Vermont, of all places, so I could be on the ski team. And the downhill team was a little quick for me. These are quick turns. So, strangely, because I ran cross country in high school, I thought I'd try the cross country ski team. And lo and behold, that worked out swimmingly. I eventually became captain and it was probably never better than the middle of the pack when we'd have races, so don't get carried away here. I'm not patting myself on the back, but it really was a passion for me. And I really used to get excited and took it seriously and won the sports award for leadership, only because, and it surprised me, I didn't even know that word existed. And believe me, this is a Division III school, Division II in skiing. Don't get excited again. This is just, you know, here we are traveling through life, and now what am I going to do? I realized because I went to this obscure small school in Vermont named St. Michael's College that basically no companies interview there, and where am I going to? I'm going to need a job. So although I always had little jobs myself, like back in that area of the country, you'd rake people's lawns and you'd shovel snow and you'd do all sorts of chores for local neighbors and mow their lawn and so forth. So I always had some loot in my jeans, and I had some small businesses in college as well. Namely, we'd have after-hours parties, and I'd charge people a dollar to get in, and that covered my rent, strangely, just so. So I went to graduate school for business administration, actually specifically finance, and actually, what I take, portfolio management, but mostly finance and economics. And that allowed me to get a job for a Fortune 100 company that can train you, because that was back in the era. You need companies trained you. I understand they don't do that so much anymore, but, you know, you try to go to work for a Xerox or an IBM or something like that. And so I got trained, and then I wanted to go to a Fortune 1000 company that you can make some loot, make some money. So I went from selling mainframes, Sperry Univac, to selling modems. There's probably dead silence in the background. Modems? What's a modem? Well, there was, in order for computers to communicate long distance, they had to use a modem. And we used to sell them for $1 a bit. So a 14-4 modem cost $14,000. And it went down like a hockey stick, the price, over 18 months to 24 months, it was 10% of that price. I think when I left, it was $1,200 to get a 14.4, and it started at $14,000. So I wanted to start my own business, though. So Fortune 100, Fortune 1000, then start my own business. And now I started, you know, getting discontent in the modem business. Felt sort of dead end to me. And Buddy was, and I were looking to start a business, and we're looking all over and looking at all sorts of avenues. But he's had all these, he had some woman working at his dining room table, and she had a stack of files next to her. And I thought, well, I know we're looking for a business, but what are you doing, by the way? Strangely, he's a friend of mine. He didn't discuss it much, but he goes, oh, I'm doing loans. Rates are going down, and lo and behold, it's, you know, easy. I used to do loans for 15 years back east, and now I'm here, and I'm doing this till we can find some other job. And I thought, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you get an office space, and I'll go to work for you? And because I realized at that point with my graduate degree in economics that I was charting bonds, and interest rates passed a 50-year moving average. And usually when things like that happen, dramatic things happen downward. So I thought this would be, you know, very lucrative and easy to get into because rates, everybody's refinancing. So we did that. He trained me a little bit. Then I started 2 years later. I told him I was going to leave in 2 years, and I did. And I formed a partnership with the former General Counsel of American Savings, which was the largest savings loan in the country. I was really startled that I got asked. I was jogging with the other partner, who really was the kingpin, and he used to talk like this, and he'd say, Carl, I'm starting a bank. How about you start the residential division? So I said, by all means. So Ascot was not required. So I started that, and lo and behold, that gave me the courage to start my own business, actually. And we developed a split, so we only kept 55% of our commissions, and I didn't love that. It turns out I was producing most of the income because single family is pretty straightforward cookie cutter. And they were doing enormous deals, and one loan they did was $100 million, but it took them a year to close. So, and they made a quarter of 1% on it. So that wasn't, I thought, I'm going to leave and start my own brokerage. So for 15 to 18 years, I started Kentwood Bank Corp in the South Bay. And I called on realtors, and I had a couple loan officers in local real estate offices. At the time, there was Real Estate West, which is still in business, and then Realty Executives was another one. So, and that's really how I supported my family. I wanted to, funny, I believe it's less risk to start your own business. You know, a corporation, if they give you the heave-ho and you're the wrong age, how are you going to get hired again? You know, that happened to my father, and I thought, I compared my father with my uncle. My uncle was self-employed, you know. Let's say people stop interest rates. People don't do mortgages anymore, but I have enough ancillary information about real estate that I could do other things, being self-employed. So, oddly, it was the safe route to start my own company. And so I raised my two children. I had twins at that point, and my twins are now 26 years old. And I had a wife at that point. I'm now divorced, TMI. So how did I end up in reverse mortgages? I had a glorious 7 or 8 years off. I was mostly helping to raise my children and investing mostly at that point. And now they are grown and out of the nest, and I thought, what am I going to do with my life? And another friend of mine, you know, I guess we review things. In one of our episodes, we had talked about the pillars of retirement. I wasn't retired, but, you know, first you get excited and have all this free time, and then eventually you have to think, what am I going to do with my life? So I had a friend, and I'll repeat my accent. He was a banker, and he said, why don't you just stick to your knitting? And I'm like, that's funny, but true. So reverse mortgages, is how I ended up, because I had decades of skill sets that I could apply to this. You're not going to have manic realtors calling you on the weekend. No offense to manic realtors. And I could help seniors stay in their home. And guess what? I was a senior, and I am a senior. So reverse mortgages are really developed over the years, and which brings some of the questions people have about reverse. Because when I was thinking about it, they'd say, well, they can they reverse mortgages? And they'd furrow their brow. I said, please continue. What's wrong with a reverse mortgage? Well, they can take your house. They cannot take your house, I found out. Matter of fact, they can never take your house. It's not like, well, they changed the take your house rule. No, you can never take your house. It's a normal loan where you accrue interest. And I wasn't in the mood to defend it. I want to know everything bad about it you could. Well, I also found out in the last decade they've added counseling. So that's a disinterested third party, meaning a government counselor who has nothing to do with a loan, who's going to grill the borrower on, do you know what you're doing? What's your intention? Are you buying any financial instruments with this? Did the loan officer talk to you about buying annuities? So I love that because I don't want to get entangled with the heirs of a senior, worried that they took a reverse mortgage out without discussing it with anybody, which I insist that they do talk to their kids about it. So we cleared any real problems with it. One of my ancillary concerns is, you know, okay, if a loan's going to accrue interest over time, and I'll explain what a reverse mortgage is, but it accrues interest, is that going to affect the kid's inheritance? So it turns out, if manipulated properly with a stock portfolio, you can actually have a greater inheritance for the children. So let me go back to, I wonder how much time we have. I'll look to my engineer. I think I have about, okay, I have time. So let me start out with what really a reverse mortgage is. Basically, it is a financial instrument, just a regular loan that you don't have to make payments on. Well, wait a minute, you don't have to make payments. Yes, that's too good to be true. Why don't you have to make payments? Well, it just accrues. So instead of, let's say, making a $2,000 a month payment on your mortgage, now your loan is $2,000 bigger. So as much as when you made a normal loan payment, a very small amount gets paid toward the principal to pay it down. Well, with a reverse mortgage, a very small amount goes toward to increase your balance. Except, and you don't have to pay that because it accrues, and accruing meaning, of course, gets added to the loan. So no payments are necessary. And one of the great parts of reverse mortgages is you can get a line of credit. So let's say you don't want to use the line of credit right now, but you want to pay off your existing mortgage, you get a line of credit. Well, lo and behold, this line of credit could actually, the available line of credit can get bigger. So let's say you paid off your mortgage and you have a $100,000 line of credit and you're not going to use any of it. Well, the end of the first year, it'll probably be maybe, given rates are about 7%, 6 or 7%, it'd be $107,000 available to you. Then the next year, $114,000 and so on. So that's what makes these so popular. And they're more expensive than regular loans because this type of loan comes with PMI insurance, which is for the Federal Housing Authority. They charge to ensure that you'll never be upside down with your mortgage. You'll never have any financial responsibility. So if, even though I believe it's almost financially impossible, but it's highly unlikely that the loan would be bigger than the house, you're never liable for that in under any way, shape, or form, any financial burden. That brought up another question for me. Oh, that was, I wasn't even going to do it unless there was counseling, and also I wasn't going to do it unless there was some assurance that the borrower would never have to, never be under any liability. So I think we've covered some of the basics. I love the history of this because, like, who developed this reverse mortgage? How did it happen? Well, the first reverse mortgage goes back to 1961, and it was a banker in Maine, Portland, Maine, I recall, and he wanted to help the widow of his basketball coach from high school, who wanted to stay in her home, but since her husband died, she afraid she couldn't afford to do so. So he invented this product within the bank. So then word got out about this, and lo and behold, they started to develop a product like this to help older homeowners tap into the equity in their home. So this went on for decades, you know, slowly, organically growing, and different banks would take it up. But it wasn't until the 1980s that Congress began taking concrete steps to create the HECM loan, and that's the home equity capture mortgage. Of course, they couldn't make it easy and something discernible. HECM's the stupidest name I've ever heard. But the first step was in 1983, the proposal by, I think it was Senator John Hines of Pennsylvania, to have not politics here, but he's a Republican from Pennsylvania, to have the reverse mortgage insured by the Federal Housing Authority. A proposal to establish HECM pilot program was later added to the amendment. And in a comprehensive House bill that was agreed by both sides of the aisle and was signed into law by President Reagan actually in 1988. So this is a program from the 80s that was government-sponsored. And lenders quickly adopted the HECM program, which helped, you know, seniors, of course, because it was legitimized by the federal government. And the HUD, which we all know is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, eventually told companies that they were going to arrange special servicing so that it all went through a central point. Well, there's another aspect to it. The biggest milestone came in the 90s, in 1998, when HECM program was made permanent and Congress approved funding for counseling. Yes, counseling. What I feel is the most important thing, because you have a disinterested third party who's going to go over this with your clients, with my clients. So, and at the end of every transaction, what I love about this product is there's tears and oftentimes hugs, and I become friends regularly. They contact me and I contact them and their birthday, because this is this kept the senior in their home. But it's also not a loan of last resort. And what I'd like to do in one of my remaining segments is talk about how you can work with financial planners so it's not just a loan of last resort. But what I like especially these days, they in 2009 started increasing the amount someone could borrow. It started at 625. Now, it's up to $1.1 million. It's actually $1.150. So before it was very limited with a small loan balance, and now it's gone way up. Now, over this time, lenders have looked at this and said, hey, wait a minute. We like this deal. We can offer something different to the clients, even better. And those are non-FHA loans. Those are called proprietary. And they take the value of your home and they'll give you a much, much larger loan. So on the extreme, I had a loan where the house was estimated to be worth around $7 million. And they had borrowers in their 80s. And the proprietary program felt that they could go up to $3 million on a loan. That's not going to happen with an FHA loan. I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but let me check with my engineer. How am I doing? We have 1 minute. So so I want to hit the – let's see. We've hit some of the basics. So I talked about you cannot lose your house. This is a loan where you accrue interest. you actually the loan must be paid off when you leave the home. So leaving the home is a polite way to say, and this could happen to me too, nobody gets out alive, let's not remember, so nobody get offended here, but whether you're carried out by the coroner or you decide to go to a senior citizen home or just plain and simple must leave the property or choose to leave the property, sell it, the kids cannot take over a reverse mortgage. It must be paid off. That's on the downside because if you're going to do this and one of the children wants to live in the house, they're going to need to refinance it. What I found is, take an example, if there's three kids and one of them wants, kid number two wants to live in the house, they say, well, reverse, I can't do this. Well, let's not forget, the other two need to be paid their two-thirds. You need a loan of two-thirds of the value of the property to pay your other siblings off. So most likely you're going to have to get a fairly large mortgage on the home unless you make other arrangements. So there's not always an easy way out on situations like this. As a matter of fact, during my now 40-year career in the mortgage business, I've had that question countless times where there's three kids and the two want to be paid and the only choice really is to sell it because the remaining kid who wants to live in the property, typically because he or she is the lowest wage earner, cannot afford to get a loan that's two-thirds the value of the property. So let's take a break and then we're going to hit sequence of returns and portfolio management relative to reverse mortgages. Hold on tight. This is Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. And by the way, if you have further questions, make sure to call me 310-612-0124. Or, better yet, and either way, call me anytime. I have a great website that has 12 videos on this. It's www.thereversemtg.com. And those of you who don't know, MTG is an abbreviation for mortgage, so it's themtg.com. And my email is carl@themtg.com. So This is exciting. So I wanted to hit the basics first, just to reiterate what we've talked about. You know, I could lose my house. No, you can't. You cannot lose your house. That's absolutely not true. And you know, all it is a loan that you accrue debt. That's why you don't have to make a payment on a reverse mortgage. What are some of the other concerns? Well, my kids will inherit the debt. No, they won't. That's false too, because they have to pay it off. You have to be a certain age, by the way, for a reverse mortgage. You need to be at the HECM loan we talked to. You can be 62 or older. On the proprietary, you can go as low as 55 years or older. But you need to be basically a senior citizen for this loan. Let me read. So I'm trying to think of little points that we made. It's too expensive. It's pretty expensive in terms of it has normal closing costs, just like any loan you would take. There's an appraisal, a credit report, or escrow, title insurance. All that's normal. For a HECM loan, the FHA loan, remember that's the Federal Housing Authority and the Housing and Urban Development loan, they require a large PMI insurance. That's private mortgage insurance, or that ensures that you never have to be worried about going underwater with this loan if the loan for any reason is greater than the value of your house. And you can be any age too. Right now I have a client who's 100 years old. She's very spry, and it's really impressive. So I think it matters who your parents are. So she must have had good parents, because she's really doing great. Let's see. Okay, so I am on the board of directors for the Financial Planning Association of Los Angeles. You think, that's odd. You never mention you're a financial planner. Well, that's because I'm not. But financial planners oftentimes go shoulder to shoulder with reverse mortgage folk, because it's a way to make a portfolio last longer. Well, explain that to me, Carl. Well, I will. Well, so take an example. Let's say a senior citizen there's a required minimum distribution. When you reach, it was 72, I believe the number's going up, but let's say it's 72 years old, you're required to take out of your 401k or your IRA a minimum distribution. But sometimes seniors say, I need more than that. It's not cutting it for me. Between Social Security and my RMD, required minimum distribution, it's not enough. So they take more money out. Well, every time you take money out, you're paying tax on that distribution. So when, let's say, you take an additional $2,000 out, well, you probably only get to keep around $1,500. Pulled that number out of thin air, everybody, don't get excited. But you're going to pay tax on the $2,000. So to extend and let's say your portfolio is $500,000. Well, if you're too young and you keep taking money and you live too long, that's the greatest fear with seniors these days. It's not dying too early, it's living too long. You might, you know, disembowel your whole portfolio. So with that HECM, you get rid of any existing mortgage. Also, you get a line of credit that grows. And I always like people who study these things, who aren't involved in the mortgage business, who have no dog in this fight, who've come to a certain conclusion. So this fellow named Wade Fow talked about the sequence of returns, which is a common term in financial planning parlance. But basically, you're deciding what to draw off of. So he used the example in the 1970s. There were three downturns. And he said, if you used your line of credit during the 1970 downturn, just during that year, so you used the line of credit and you weren't taking extra money out of your portfolio, you left the portfolio alone. Because keep in mind, like 2022, when portfolios went down, we'll call it in the teens, maybe it went down to 20%, your portfolio is down 20%, plus you're withdrawing with a tax hit to it. So you're really whacking your portfolio. And when the market recovers, you've already taken that stock or that mutual fund out, so it's not going to grow anymore because it's gone. So what he suggests during downturns, just use your line of credit as that extra distribution you want to give yourself. So you draw off the line of credit. And then when the market recovers, you can start using the portfolio again. And then when it happens again, just use your line of credit. So the secret is, in this scenario only, we're not talking about you doing home improvements. This is just balancing your portfolio distribution based on your line of credit that you have. So keep in mind, when you use this line of credit with a reverse mortgage, no payment is necessary. You are using the equity in your home. And the only cost involved is the interest rate. It's tax-free, of course, because it's just debt. So unlike taking money out of your portfolio, which has a tax hit to it, you're using debt. And so nobody's excited about the current rates around 7%, but it's 7%. Well, you may end up taking a 25% hit if you take unnecessary distributions from your stock portfolio. So that's called a sequence of returns. And that's why financial planners, for certain clients, believe this is a great scenario. It'll keep their portfolio alive for the client, and in the end, a greater inheritance to the heirs. And that's been proven, again, back to my original postulate of finding a disinterested third party named Wade Fow. He's not a reverse mortgage guy. He's not a financial planner, but he is an educator for financial planners. And he used this and said they will actually have a greater, significantly greater inheritance and allow the portfolio to last longer for the senior to live in his home. Because the whole, when people say, my first words out of my mouth is, what's a reverse mortgage? It's a method to keep seniors in their home. And that's what it is. That's the whole reason I'm doing this. As a senior myself and as someone with almost 40 years experience, I should probably calculate that. I think, no, it's not quite 40. It's probably 38 or 9 right now. I think I like that number better. It makes me sound less senior. I don't know if any of you have had this happen to you. I've gone to a grocery store and I all of a sudden looked at my bill and I got a 10% senior discount. And I was very conflicted because who doesn't like a discount? Especially me. I love discounts. It's one of my favorite things in life. But wait a minute. I didn't even discuss my age with this person. They're giving me a senior discount. Is it that bad? Am I the last to know? Probably not. I had an idea. I thought my mirror was just defective, but apparently I am getting older looking. So we're going to take another break here. This is Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors, and jump on my website at www.thereversemtg.com. See you on the other side of the break.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. And I was thinking, I'm sort of pondering, you know, as seniors, we have more time if we had financially planned correctly. And that's why I'm doing reverse mortgages for a living. Because reverse mortgages are at the moment are only 1% of all loans. Because keep in mind, you have to be a certain age to do it. And 62 or older for the HECM or 55 and older for proprietary. And I was just talking to the engineer, Jay, about I picked up another hobby. My daughter said I'm a hobbyist. So, you know, I garden and beekeeper, and I've started taking guitar lessons. And I think, you know, campers out there, I'm doing it for mental acuity, I say, because I don't want anybody to get too excited or think I have any expectations. Something good might come from it. So I just, to my fellow seniors out there, I recommend do stuff like this. It's fun. All those things, the little things, because that wasn't tippy-top on my list. Matter of fact, it wasn't even on my list. And I heard somebody playing guitar, and I joked around. It was a woman in our neighborhood, and I said, you know, I'm good at the air guitar, but I'm not sure I'd be good at the regular guitar. She said, oh, no, you can learn. And so lo and behold, I'm learning notes, and my fingers are a little numb, and so I'm having a great time. Well, that's an exaggeration. I'm not really having a great time, but I'm having a productive time doing it, and hopefully getting new synapses shot through my brain. So until they come up with the ground of what's going on with dementia, hopefully I don't get it. But what a terrible thing to even talk about. So you know what I thought I would do at this point is go through some closings I've had. And I've had a wide range, all the way from as low as 62 to up to 100 years old. And so since we just talked about sequence of returns and things like that, I think let's talk to about the young client I had. She was a widow. And actually, I think she might have been 63, but 62, 63. And she had to take on boarders in the house in order to pay her mortgage and to keep up with expenses. So one of my pals suggested that she talk to me, and we looked at scenarios, and she was able to get a mortgage, fortunately at her young age, that would pay off her existing mortgage. And that's great news, and gave her the line of credit we spoke about. And I've encouraged her, of course, do not use the line of credit as long as possible because it grows. In case that's being lost through the airwaves here, an unused reverse mortgage line of credit gets bigger. Bigger in a good way, not bigger in a bad way. In other words, in her case, let's use the $100,000 scenario. It was right around $100,000, and at the end of the next year, I called her up, asked her how things are going, you know. And by the way, I'll get into how I referred her a financial planner and so forth. But now the loan was $107,000 that she could use for the future, and you know the following year would be $114,000 or $115,000, and then it would keep getting bigger and bigger. Left unused, it can really be kept as a savings plan for if you need nursing care or home assistance or, you know, a helper around the house to pay that salary. Because I've seen on too many occasions how nursing care can really wipe a family out financially. It's really terrible. It's not cheap. I've seen it as little as, this is 24-hour nursing care, I've seen it as little as $10,000 a month to $30,000 a month. I mean, it is a big number, and that can just devastate a portfolio. So what I suggested with this gal is just let it grow and use it for future emergencies, essentially. And by not having to pay her mortgage payment, she was able to only have one boarder in her house, and that's because she had a long-term contract and she liked the person. But she had a portfolio that she was cannibalizing. And I called in a financial planner to help her manage this. That she said, oh, great, I can take money out of the portfolio. And I'm thinking, no, don't take money out of the portfolio. Don't use the line of credit until you have to. Which, by the way, she took an initial chunk to do some deferred maintenance, which needed to get done. And I think there was a very small amount that the lender insisted. You still fund a loan, a reverse mortgage, and they'll put money aside to do the deferred maintenance. So she did all that, I think, to the tune of $40,000, but still at a $100,000 line of credit. We got a financial planner. He took hold of the portfolio. So she would have to basically explain herself every time she wanted to take the money. Financial planners are your friend, by the way. They're there to help you reach your goals. That's the purpose of a financial planner. They don't have a preset goal for you. You tell them what the goal is you want. So, and by having a financial planner, they're aware of all the laws and what you're entitled to. And what this financial planner told my borrower was, did you know you're entitled to another $1,000 a month in widow's severance from the Social Security Administration, which she did not know. So she not only stopped paying her mortgage, which was about $2,000 a month, but she gained another $1,000 in income she didn't know she was entitled to. And it really turned her financial picture around. It's such a happy story. I like to, you know, talk to borrowers on their birthday and so forth. She actually sends me birthday cards because she's so happy. All I'm doing is communicating the product. By the way, I didn't invent reverse mortgages. So sure, I'm fabulous, charming, and witty. However, comma, it's really the product that did it. It's a great product. There's another instance where I got an emergency call from Chase. A branch manager said, you know, we had a client come in here. We cannot finance this poor woman, and she's, you know, 90 days away from being forced to sell her house. So yes, it's a loan of last resort in this case, and it's also a loan for good financial planning. But in this case, it was a loan of last resort, and we were able to get her proprietary because it got her much more money than she would have gotten otherwise, paid off her existing mortgage. She now no longer has a mortgage payment, plus gave her a whole bunch of money to do repairs around the house. There she had a wooden balcony that was degrading, so she got that rebuilt, which is unsafe, by the way. If she stepped out there, she was afraid to even open her French doors on the second floor to step out on the beautiful balcony that had a view, because it was potentially dangerous. So it got repainted, and she's living happily ever after. As a result, too, the Chase people, who most people aren't familiar with reverse mortgages, the Chase people were really excited about this product. Chase doesn't offer it, but they thought this is going to be really great for, you know, when clients come in, because they've seen this before. We as loan officers have seen all these things before. So we're going to take another break here. This is Carl Walsh. I'm Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors, and we're taking deep dive into reverse mortgages. We'll see you on the back end.
For all your
your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. Remember, I'm at www.thereversemtg.com. And that's where you can see 12 videos, just little vignette, one-minute videos, approximately. Some go for a minute and a half, others a minute, on little cartoon descriptions on different aspects of the reverse mortgage business. So when you look into it, usually there's a heading on the cartoon that says, do I have to make a mortgage payment? Or what are the downsides of reverse mortgages? Or, you know, different, you can just see it right there to get your questions answered. So you don't have to just roll through all of them if you don't want to. So I'm going to go through another scenario. I had a client who was referred to me by a divorce attorney, and he was in his 70s getting divorced. And those divorces, they give a name to, called gray divorces. I think all divorces are sort of gray. Who likes divorces anyway? And he and his wife had lived in a place for a long time. And she was, he had given her, you know, per the stipulated divorce agreement, stipulated means agreed upon, she was still owed another $100,000, and he was going to be forced to sell the house. And his lawyer said, well, why don't you call Carl and see if a reverse mortgage wouldn't be the answer for you? And lo and behold, he was able to get $100,000 out and pay his ex-wife what she was entitled to through the stipulated agreement that they had, and he could still stay in his home without a payment. So it was sort of a double bonus. He could just make the payments on his own mortgage, and he could have survived that way, he felt, you know, by living meagerly or frugally. But then when you add the other element, he couldn't qualify for a loan to take an additional $100,000 out and make the payment. So, but through a reverse mortgage, he now is happy as a clam, And as a result, too, by staying in the property, it's worth a lot more. So his heirs are going to, we keep thinking, you know, I love to take things to the very end. Okay, let's say he decided, I don't love my house. I'd rather rent and I'm going to sell it. So he sells it and he's going to have to pay tax on it, of course, because he bought it for he had a lower cost basis. So he has to pay tax on the money, which maybe at the time might have felt rich or whatever it would feel like. But all of a sudden now he loses all his potential appreciation for the home. And he's no longer in the home. So even if now he's renting, let's say, in a one bedroom, and the money that he had to pay tax on is sitting in a bank, and even if it's in a stock portfolio, it's not keeping up with the home. Because stocks go up and down. So do homes, by the way. But now he's in a one-bedroom apartment. This is a hypothetical, because the happy part of this story is he didn't have to move to a one-bedroom. He lives in the home with a pool, as I recall, and he got the repairs done he needed on the home, and he loves coming home every day, and he works. He's still an engineer. He's now in his 80s, but still loves working with clients. I think he's a civil engineer or a mechanical engineer, where people call him in to look at structures on homes. That was a happy story as well. And before, I mentioned in the last segment about the expense of nursing. So I got a call where this became the loan of last resort. And the kids called me, who were, by the way, older than me, about their 95-year-old mom who has dementia and living out in Thousand Palms and spending $10,000 a month on nursing care. And basically destroyed the entire portfolio. It was all spent. The entire portfolio that the woman had saved for her children was now on the verge of being completely liquidated. And they had about 45 days left. And we jumped through hoops. It turns out it was in a flood zone, which we were able to circumvent. It was okay. And it was a manufactured home. And we made sure it was brought up to code, so it met all the FHA standards, which I'd always recommend. Even if you have money to buy a house for cash, have a lender put a small loan on there, no matter what you're doing, because lenders tend to scrutinize things that we're not capable of scrutinizing ourselves. It's collateralized lenders know what to look for. So unfortunately, they had sold a single family, bought this manufactured home, which is not a trailer home. It's a manufactured home. And they didn't notice that it wasn't meeting up to certain standards because it looked fine to them. Well, all that was fixed, by the way, with the reverse mortgage. And literally the week that they ran out of money for nursing care, we funded the loan. And she was able, although in hospice at this stage, was able to get financing to make sure she had 24-hour care. That was really spellbinding. And strangely, you never know what cards you're dealt, because I think she was diagnosed with dementia in her 80s, and it, you know, progressed, as we know. Right now, I have a client who's 100 years old and not a sign of dementia. Reads every day. There's always a book on her counter, and she's reading it, and her hearing's not as good as it used to be, and her handwriting's not as good as it used to be, but she's clear-headed and really fantastic. So, you know, we're all doing everything we can to, through diet and exercise, to have a healthy lifestyle. I hope everybody's doing that out there. I think it's never too late either, so I think we need to, with all the access we have to information on Google and YouTube and countless ways to get information without going through kooky stuff, you know, with different supplements that haven't been proven. I'm not suggesting supplements are good, bad, or indifferent, but I'm just saying healthy eating, exercising. Of course, we don't want to smoke. drinking, moderation. I think in general, I'm going way back on any drinking, because every time I hear something, it's never good. So even when we do it moderately, they say, you know, this fellow Huberman, by the way, he's someone to check on. He's on YouTube, and he's a neurologist at Stanford University, and he basically said, I'm not against alcohol, really not. I'm not against it. There's just nothing good about it. So my point in all this is if you didn't have the right parents who are going to make you live to 100 with no dementia, maybe our plan B is to eat healthy and exercise. So I try to do that every day, and I fail every day, and I succeed every day simultaneously. So inch by inch, life's a cinch. Remember that, folks. Well, this is Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. And remember, you can reach me at 310-612-0124 or on my email at www.thereversemtg, as in mortgage, MaryThomasGeorge.com, and Carl@thereversemtg.com. You can email me, Carl@thereversemtg.com. So take care out there, and we'll talk to you next time.